A word for you from 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. To an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. Well, this is the continuation of the sentence where Peter starts out by praising God and saying that, and sharing with the believers that according to God's great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And then these words about this imperishable hope. You see, the things that we are dealing with in this world are perishable. They are things that will be corrupted, even if it is the strongest of buildings. At the time when the Lord Jesus spoke about the temple, where not one stone would be left upon another, His disciples gasped with amazement. How could this be? And of course some twisted it and used it as evidence against Jesus, that He was a revolutionary and He was going to go against the Roman Empire and destroy the temple, etc. Of course, Jesus was not referring just to that, although that did literally happen, that there was not one stone upon the other. For everything around us is perishable, and it is corruptible. Now, the Greek word over here regarding this hope, this eternal life, this eternal treasure, the Greek word for imperishable is incorruptible. And it is to be in contrast to everything around us which is corruptible. Of course, we notice it in our own bodies. Every time we get a cold, we cough, we have flu, we should realize how corruptible our bodies are. And it is because of sin. And even if we are redeemed, we still need a new body, for this old body of ours is corruptible. It is defiled, and it is fading. Do you have this precious hope, you who are listening? That which is undefiled. Everything else around you is defiled. And of course, if you are living in sin, even your future, your eternal future, will be defiled, and you'll experience eternal destruction in comparison to this which is imperishable. This gives us hope that there is a bank balance in heaven, so to say, which cannot be touched, for God has created it.